Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Friday, May 27, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Indonesia, where Food for the Hungry's John Frick just got back from an assessment trip to the region. FHI, along with the sister city of Phoenix, Arizona, is partnering together to work on relief and development programs. Frick says it's ministry, too.
Several of the business and political leaders we've come alongside and just developed relationships and demonstrated that we care for them. And again, their question, you know, why? Why are you doing this? That's the way Christ, when he walked on this earth, that's the approach he took. St. Francis of Assisi said, we're sharing the gospel, and at times we'll use words.
Meanwhile, officials at New Tribes Mission are thanking God for his watch care protection after one of their aircraft was damaged. The incident took place as the plane was landing at a tribal airstrip Wednesday morning. The good news is no one was injured. Only the pilot was on board the single-engine Cessna. He was delivering supplies to missionaries working with the Togo people in the mountainous region of Papua New Guinea. The cause of the damage isn't known yet, but the investigation continues. And gang members in Belarus got something more valuable than money recently. The gang tried to rob two members of the Jesus film team who were leaving an evangelistic meeting. Instead, over the next 7 hours, the gang listened as the gospel was presented. Valery Tetaryetsky, speaking through his interpreter Sergei Ziedrik, says as a result,
we started to conduct teaching based on the experience that God gave to us. And we suggested such a topic for youth. How to defend yourself without any weapons or arms.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, Darkness in the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.